Buenos días, buenas tardes. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, buenas noches. Hello, everyone, wherever you are, wherever you're connecting from. It's great. It's great to be here for a day long of cultivation of continuity, steadiness of practice in daily life, of inclining the mind to wholesome states of mind, to nourish the heart, to be light, to have fun. Yes, you heard right. Yeah, to have fun and to be all together, practicing together. At the same time we're practicing for ourselves, we are practicing for all of us together, connecting. So my name is Bruni Davila Perez, and I have the blessing and fortune, good fortune, like we all are here, of practicing at IMC, Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City. I am connecting right now from Berkeley, unceded Ohlone land, and my pronouns are she, they. And it is a joy, it is a pleasure to be here in community. And so I will say just more as we go through the practice, you will get to know a little bit as of me as the practices unfold, because it brings some life experiences. And but for now it's enough. Here I am, here you are. And just really happy for you, really happy for all of us that we are cultivating this practice together. So I will pass it now to Laura. Oh, thank you so much, Laura, the manager for our day, and thank you to Paul and everyone behind the scenes that is making this possible, Paul and John and Joe, and many other Kalyanamita friends on the path. So Laura, yes, please.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Bruni. My name's Laura. I will be managing this retreat, and Paul will also be helping a little bit in the background. So thank you, Paul. A few quick announcements before we dive in. So you all found your way here, which is great. So you connected to Insight Retreat online and were able to click on this link. Just one second. That is the source of the link to this room. So you can copy those instructions. And if you have internet problems at any point, you can also log on using your phone. If you're not in the US Pacific time zone, you can change the time zone on Insight Retreat online. And so you would just click on your name in the right-hand corner, and under settings, it will allow you to change to your time zone. So that way the schedule appears according to the time zone that you're located in. Throughout the day today, the chat will mostly be turned off in terms of chatting with each other. You can send a message to me as the host, and I can assist with any sort of schedule or logistical questions as they arise. If I don't get back to you immediately, I'm probably assisting someone else, so your patience is appreciated. If you have questions for Bruni and questions about the practice, there will be a question and response in the afternoon. So feel free to hold on to those, and hopefully you'll get an opportunity to ask those. The session here, all the instructions and the talks will be recorded, and links for those are on IRO and also on Audio Dharma. So if you have to step away, you can refer back to them. They're posted pretty immediately, probably about a half an hour after the session. And just a reminder of some basic Zoom etiquette. It's lovely to see all your faces, and we've been doing Zoom for so long now, we do know this. But if you need to eat, please don't do that on camera, or if you're walking around with your laptop or your phone, to just turn your video off for that, and then rejoin when you're in a more stable setup. So I think that's all for way of announcements. Again, if you have any logistical or, you know, sort of technology questions, please feel free to send me a chat. And I will turn it back over to Bruni. May you all have a meaningful retreat day.
Thank you. Thank you, Laura. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. So part of coming together to practice in one way or another is to acknowledge all of us, everything that is included within us. one thing is just to know that we're bringing our life experiences, our ancestors, our traditions. We may bring also other companions that are at home or wherever you are, that are gonna be part of the community today in one way or another. They may not know that they may be practicing, but they may practice in one way or another. And so just to take a moment to, you know, to set conditions here, to nourish, to cultivate the container, the space that we're all in right now here, and just bring in whatever is supportive to you, whatever you may do as a ceremony. Retreat is ceremony. It's a way of celebrating. It's a way to going into maybe some people may call it sacred, special. Some people may call it, you know, going into a place of support to meet ourselves fully in all ways. So taking a moment to acknowledge whatever it is that you want to acknowledge, and for it to be here, bring all of yourself here, knowing that we are all welcome. I hope that there is a sense, even via Zoom, that for this time here of meditating, practicing together, that we belong, that there is a place here, that you have a place here, touching the earth. No matter where you're connecting from, any place is welcome, even if you're connecting from your car, from any other place, who knows. Again, ancestry is welcome, race, ethnicity, socioeconomic status, gender orientation, gender identity, sexual orientation, age, physical ability. All of us are here, everything included, nothing left out. And so with that, I want to invite you, there are different ways in which we can establish our presence here. One also is to bring to the community to share via chat and via chat, if you wish, and actually, if it is possible, yeah, it's okay to unmute. Now, you can put in the chat what brought you to this retreat. One word, because there are many of us, and I want to have a sense. I want to have a feel for what is here. Nothing left out, including intentions and emotions and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So if you can chat what brought you here, and maybe if it is easier for you, you can say it, and not with lifting hands, but just you can say one word, and you know, be aware that they may be different people coming at the same time, so that's fine. We can just step back and step in, step back, step in. Okay, so let me just first read what is in the chat, and then we may bring voices. So that this I do want to hear it. I want you to listen to it because it's part of connecting with each other and cultivating Sangha community. Reconnection, peace, coming back. Oh, that's great. Peace, yes, grounding, community, reestablish, grounding, mindfulness. Discipline, container for practice, grounding, beginning, practice, restoration, refuge for practice, connect, desire to be with Sangha, stillness, anxiety, stillness, to be in silence and be with myself. This is great. We're meeting ourselves here. Connection, mystery, renewal, peace. Coming home, deepening, suffering, self-care, deepening, attachment. Great, this is nice. And then anyone else that would like to give voice to what brought you here, please go ahead. If you can unmute yourself.
Peace and quiet for a day.
Peace and quiet. Anything else? Anything else? Whoever needs to unmute yourself so that you can share, if you wish. Not it's not needed, but if you wish. I just saw Nancy unmuting. Nancy, hi Nancy. Okay, that was a false alarm. Okay. Okay. I guess. That's okay. That's okay. That's good. And then there's another way. I just want to acknowledge then how it is that we show up as community. You know, we show up by naming in the chat, by bringing our voices here. So that we're going to be in silence, but we are not going to be silenced. There's going to be a lot going on within ourselves, connecting with each other. We're also connecting, getting to know, supporting each other through our cameras and our names. All these different ways. So taking a moment to scroll, if you wish, to see. So you have an opportunity to see who is here, names, faces, old friends, new people. Yes, here we are. Here we are. And we are here from different places, from California, from other states in the United States, Canada, Europe. It's incredible, the blessings of all these past years. There have been some blessings, some fruits that have benefited all of us. Okay, so here we are, dear Sangha. This is our Sangha, and there may be other dear Kalyanamita friends, companions on the path that may join throughout the day. And so we are, you know, we start with ourselves, you know, we start with seeing the capacity, you know, the capacity that we have within ourselves to cultivate this body, mind, heart. I mean, this mind, heart. And from there we expand. It's not like we are alone. This practice is not only for ourselves, but it's for everyone, because we connect with everyone. We impact other people we come into contact with in one way or another. And so may you bear fruits that benefit you today. And so with that, I just want to mention some things that will help during the day. You know, we come to the day with different conditions, different life circumstances. And there is an intention, there is a common intention to be here. And so please know that any condition that is happening right now in your life is part of the practice, is part of what will nourish your practice today. If there are people around you, if you have to step in because something happened, if there's people talking, maybe it will be good, nice to let people around you to know what you may be doing throughout the day so that it supports you and them, even though they don't need to be as engaged as you will be. But it's part of cultivating harmony, cultivating support, cultivating Sangha, just acknowledging that your Sangha expands. Let me see what else. You know, with these, I will encourage you to really to make it very simple. Keep it simple. One thing I love about this practice is that sometimes I come with a plan, and I don't know how many times, very few times, things unfold in a very different way, very different way from what I was planning. So being open, allowing, and know that it's okay, there's no right or wrong. You know, we have 1/3 of the practitioners in this Daylong today are new retreatants. Yes. That's fantastic. It makes me happy. It gives me hope. Here we are. That's awesome. So know that new retreatants, as experienced retreatants, we're all beginners today, because every moment is new. Every moment is fresh. So you know, you can adjust the schedule as benefits you, and you know, adjust things for it, for them to be supportive. And if you can keep the day as a day, you know, of practice of, you know, kind of continuing, giving continuity to your intention, no matter what, checking in and having some steadiness, checking in with the continuity of practice throughout the day, that will support you very nicely. And so the teachings, reflections today will focus around practicing in daily life, developing steadiness and wholesome states of mind that support our practice. And who knows, I always leave space for whatever unfolds, whatever is in the field. You may have a different title or theme for your retreat today. There are maybe 75 day-long retreats going on today, right here. Okay. Enough said. Cultivating conditions to then move into more of a practice, formal practice. And so taking a moment to settle, see how the words are landing for you, taking a moment to becoming, recognizing that you're here. Maybe taking two or three deep breaths. Letting the body breathe itself naturally. Maybe moving a little bit just to see how the body is speaking to you. See how it wants to settle, in what posture. And sitting, standing, lying down, walking. Having a sense of this body resting, being supported by gravity here. Mindfulness of the body. Mindfulness of breathing, being aware of the body, being aware of the breath. And so having a sense of the contact points of the body, feet touching the ground. Hands touching each other, or hands touching thighs, resting. Becoming aware of maybe physical sensations. In the body, as you breathe in and as you breathe out. And settling in, resting. And this is your time. Resting the attention here in this moment. Resting the attention in the full body or in the breath, physical sensations, the physicality of being here, of this body breathing, you choose. Resting the attention in the body or in the breath or even in hearing sounds. As we rest the attention, we're resting in what we call the anchor, the home base, a home place that you can come back. You can come back to. The attention can come back to and rest. Kindly and gently. Nothing to search, nothing to design or fabricate. Just being here, receiving. Receiving physical sensations. Coolness, softness, tightness, pressure. Thank you. And being receptive. It's okay to rest. Rest the attention here. The past is gone. And the future is yet to come. And here we are. There may be different sensations arising, different experiences, emotions or thoughts, sounds. But for this time, it is nice to settle in the body in any way that is supportive for you. There may be one experience, one physical sensation that is more predominant. And so it's okay, you can receive it and get to know it. You can even name it. As I said, tingling just with a whisper, coolness, warmth. And then when it stops being predominant, appealing, you can go back to your anchor. Full body, breath or sounds. And practice like this, please. If there are other experiences that get your attention besides physical sensations, it's okay. They can be in the background. We don't have to push them away. And just coming back to your home base. What is happening? What is arising? What is being sensed in this body as it breathes in and breathes out? And settling in. In relaxing by maybe being open, in receiving, observing what shows up without being against or in favor. We relax the tension of making things happen a certain way. And as we settle in, sometimes it's nice to rest the attention in the rhythm of the breath, to be nourished, to be held and supported. You can try this, or you can stay with your home base, full body, physical sensations arising and passing, or sounds. receiving, sensing from the inside out. And being here, if the attention drifts away, no hay problema, no problem. The important thing is that we are back, that the attention is back. And when we're back, we continue developing continuity, steadiness. Continuity of mindfulness doesn't have to be perfect. Resting, settling in the stillness of this moment of touching home. of knowing what is happening. And you know that you know what is happening as is happening. Are you here? ¿Estás aquí? Kindly, gently connecting, sensing. Into what is predominant in the physicality of breathing in and breathing out. In the physical sensations arising and passing. Resting here. where you feel most clearly the sensation. The sensations of breathing or just resting in the body, receiving tinglings, vibrations, etc., 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 as they come and go. If there's any strong, very strong physical sensation, that may be a little hard to rest, be with it, receiving it. You can step in and step back the attention, shift the attention kindly, gently to any other part in the body that it feels more manageable, neutral, or pleasant, even pleasant. And trusting your practice. In a few minutes, we will end this form of meditation period. And so notice that there is going to be an intention to maybe move or wrapping up. No need to be in a rush to move or to go to the next thing, but maybe just receive moment to moment what shows up here. Even within the structure of the day. Let your mind be nourished, your heart be nourished by not having to figure things out. Just being here, being held in community, practicing together. The individual breath, the individual presence, and the collective presence, the collective breath. Let the sound of the bell that I'm going to ring, the sound arising and passing, reminds you of this present moment, of being here. It's not a past sound of the bell or a future sound of the bell. Is the bell being a bell right here, right now? If you are practicing with eyes closed, it's okay. And looking around and appreciating yourself for being here and for all the conditions that are supporting you here. So as we settle, we're giving an opportunity to this dear mind to rest, to trust, to say, it's okay, you're safe here. You can rest. It just continues to settle down and gather in one way throughout the day. Just very nice, very nourishing in the midst of all. So now we're going to continue with the practice, but with another form. And it is the form, the incorporation of walking or movement meditation, whatever is supportive for you. So walking meditation, I will speak a little more and first about walking and then a little bit about movement as a whole. But this sense of, you know, practicing moving into walking is a way to incorporate, to bring energy, to check in with the different levels of energy that we have when we're in stillness and when we're in movement. For me, I had very, you know, all these different ideas and beliefs about meditation. And for a long time, I just thought that it was just to be still. And then one day after listening to many, many times, I just listened that the Buddha said, oh, you can practice standing, walking, sitting down, or lying down. Wow. So in developing continuity, which will help to settle the mind, us being aware of the posture will support that continuity. So as we move, know that you're moving. As you're walking, know that you're walking. As you're sitting, as you're lying down, as you're standing, know the posture, the continuity of going from one posture to a posture. Just knowing it will support you in cultivating mindfulness. It's enough just to check, just for 1 minute. Walking, standing, sitting, lying down, you're practicing. It's that easy. Easy and profound. Easy sometimes. Other times it's like, But we get to know ourselves and cultivate compassion for ourselves. So walking meditation. So there are different ways you can practice with walking meditation wherever you are. You can go into, you know, a natural pace, if you will walk outside, or intentionally you can slow down a little bit. Slowing down will be really nice, to slow down in any way you can today. It just also helps. It doesn't mean that you will not be mindful. It's just that it also nourishes us. So you can slow the pace and you can be aware that you're walking. That may be enough. Or you can be aware and note, have a very sweet whisper note, step, step, step when you're walking. Left, right, then suddenly you see you're hearing right. It's okay. And suddenly it's like, oh, left, you're back. Attention is back. It's really funny. So, and then being aware of the physical sensations as you move, being aware, even in those moments of pause, to turn, or to take another step, standing. Take a breath, and you can continue. And the noticing will help refining the clarity, the recognition of what is happening. And depending on each person's circumstances, you can adapt the walking into other types of movements. You know your body, you know yourself. So it's okay. It's a beautiful thing that we can craft our own practice. And I encourage you to explore it. So in walking, know that you're walking. And receiving sensations, aware of the movements. And note if it's necessary. And adjust the pace. Slow or natural if you're going for a brisk walk or something like that. Okay? And we'll be back here at 10:30. Enjoy your walking, movement, meditation. Thank you.